And we're away for another Zav Chat, and today we're heading to Burke Hall. But first, our leader of the college, Bill Doherty. Morning, Bill.
G'day, Shane. How are you?
Yeah, terrific. Thanks.
It's a lovely time of the school year in many respects, and we're hurtling towards the end of the year, but plenty of really good things that we're rounding off at the moment. I've got to say it's been really lovely to see our Year 12s, and they come out of their VCE exams quite near my office, and I often peek out. I'm just trying to get a bit of the mood and the vibe as they go. They've been really measured and thoughtful. I've been incredibly, we've said it before, we're proud of them as they've held themselves for this whole period.
Yes.
But they're right in the thick of it. There's about a week and a half to go, and they seem to be doing certainly their best, and they're doing well.
So. Yeah, the vibe I'm getting, and I often wander out and have a chat to a few of them, is, really, really positive. I think chemistry and history of revs might have got a run this week, so we are getting toward the end, aren't we?
It's lovely hearing them. You know, there's some challenge points in papers, but just they're methodical and thoughtful and in sort of embracing those moments and working their way through them, and they seem, you know, fairly unfazed, and you'd hope that that's a bit of a model for life as they go through, because there'll be plenty of those curveballs that will come their way.
No doubt.
They're holding themselves well, but let's we're down the other end today, which is fantastic, and it's great to welcome Brett Collison, our director of junior school, and Dorothea Scanlon, our deputy director. Welcome to you both.
Good morning, Bill. Glad to be here.
Good morning. Thank
Good to
you.
See you.
Thank
Brett
you, Bill.
Well.
Thank you, Shane.
So lovely to talk all things about our Peter 6 program, or a kindergarten to year 6 program, should I say. And maybe, you know, we might approach it through a few themes, but noticeably, you know, with 300 students less this year, over 300, it's been a lovely occasion for the campus just to breathe out, to exhale, and to find its way into new spaces. And with that has come a whole reimagining of different areas. Not so much even a reimagining, but a recognition of the opportunity that now sits in front of you. It's a good time, Brett.
Absolutely, and certainly we do look at it through the lens of opportunity, and there's no doubt the campus did have a very different feel at the start of the year. My office looks straight down the corridor towards where the Year 8s used to be, and the noise that would funnel down as they came out to their lockers was strong and deep. It's not as deep anymore, but it's still strong with our Year 6 boys being there. But certainly spaces, ovals, and how we use our play spaces and how we use the classroom spaces is evolving, and it's continued to evolve throughout the year. We haven't locked everything away, and we're still observing and seeing what spaces we've got and how we can reimagine them and create new opportunities.
And within that, there seems just to be this beautiful vibrancy and this spirit. And I was noticing, Dot, and you've been actively involved not only in assemblies and when our students and our whole community gathers there, but even in terms of just pulling parents in and allowing them to feel part of it. Is that how you've sensed it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I've loved the most is seeing our boys from St. Louis House being able to spread into different areas, especially assemblies where they're coming in and they're absolutely part of our junior school community, and parents have coming in during those times, and we absolutely welcome them during our assembly times in the Garnet Hall, and you know they're able to wander in and get a real sense of who we are and what we're doing in real authentic moments. And events like our Grandparents' Day, our Mother's Day and Father's Day have been absolutely welcomed by all of the community, and we've come together and used our spaces so beautifully. We in St. Louis House with the little ones, and in the Mannix area in Blessed Rupert Mayer, and we're all coming together as a community for our assemblies in the Garnet Hall area, and then moving into the Studley Hall gathering space with our families to continue celebrating who they are and who we are as a massive community.
It's lovely seeing that inclusion, and someone we've had on before has been Ben Clark, and obviously overseeing our house program there. And Brett, you must be sort of quite proud as you look in and you're seeing how the preps through to year sixes are not only simply interacting, but our older boys are taking a bit of a lead with our junior students. It's happening on a lot of levels, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. The house structure that we have at the junior schools, just new, obviously, coming from an 8-house structure with a year 5 to 8s and a 4-house structure for our P to 4s, but we've evolved into a new 4-house structure, new names, and Ben's driven that program beautifully with the house coordinators and the house captains. And to see the older boys connect with the younger boys has just been wonderful. Earlier in the year, we had our cross-country event and just the energy. That was our first house event under the new structure, and the energy on the oval was terrific. And as Dot indicated, we had a great parent representation that day, and the energy was awesome. And then we had a number of events that have taken place across the year, but culminated in our house performing arts day in the hall on Friday, and the energy and the camaraderie and the spirit was palpable. It was just awesome.
I'm interested to ask you, Brett, and also you, Bill, across last year as the planning was happening for a campus that would become K to 6 rather than K to 8, has it actually evolved in the manner you'd hoped? I remember how excited we were at the end of last year. There was going to be quite a few landscaping type of changes and people would see it for the first time and we were hoping would go, oh, wow. How's it actually flowed over the year?
Yeah, well, we've had a number of physical changes to the campus, as you said, landscaping through the entrance of Studley Hall. And when the students come in and see that and the parents come in and see that, yeah, there's a real signal that things are moving. We've certainly got plans across St. Louis House to develop their play spaces, and how we engage the students through the development of those spaces has been great. And also around the Mannix building, where our year 3-4s are situated, we're doing some beautiful landscaping work there that falls into line with the learning program that sits within the building and with the students, and establishing a native garden with a mini river that flows through space that connects beautifully with the curriculum that we're forming. And I know Rebecca was on Zev Chat a few weeks ago talking about that. So
yes,
to see that physical change taking place where the boys can really engage in their learning on campus and take that learning out into the real world, up to the up to Warburton to see where the river begins, and down to Bowen Heads where they experience where the river meets the sea. So to have that replicated on site is a terrific way to engage them in their learning.
And not disagreeing at all, Brett, we speak often, Shane, as you know, of, you know, places and programs and people, and it's all about the people. And they blossom with the programs that we are able to put in place, and you see that coming to life in a really beautiful way down at Burke Hall as the redefined elements of the curriculum. The curriculum's matching the spaces that they've now got, and Brett just described that perfectly with 3 and 4. And so therefore the places do make an impact, and that ability again that the campus has been able to breathe out and prioritise. I've also loved just seeing from a student dimension, you know, you give a year 5 or 6 boy, especially in a leadership role, an opportunity, well, they could run the country. And you know, they're off and about. And so they've been off in Adelaide, you know, mixing with some of their fellow Jesuit peer, you know, enhancing those skills, et cetera. And they're not just in the house system coming together and taking a leadership in those 4 new houses, but they're into curriculum, they're helping with learning and with elements of technology. It's really quite inspiring. And you can just see how this wonderful spirit of younger boys learning from older boys and older boys being a better version of themselves as they've got a responsibility for leading their little fellows and taking care of them, et cetera, and they take it so seriously. It's just fantastic to see. And I was also going to say, you know, an occasion for the junior school was to be able to engage up with, in a whole school environment, with the athletics carnival. And often as I went wandering through the St. Louis building in prep to twos, there was a beautiful little photo montage up there of all their little experiences from the day, and they just sort of, you could see, kept reflecting on that. So I don't know, Dot, you know, if there's been much sort of commentary from them about being part of those bigger school events?
Oh, absolutely. I think student voice is something that we're really trying to cultivate, and the boys in particular, I think the event the other day with the house music, they were absolutely ecstatic about it. You know, they continuously talk about it. You know, that was so good. You know, next time we could do this, next time we could do that. And so they're also creating that, you know, future-driven pathway as well too, in, you know, we've experienced this, what else could be from that as well too. So they're talking about these events and they're sharing those experiences with each other, which is wonderful.
And they don't forget them. And a while ago we were talking about our year 12 students, some of them coming back into the St. Louis building who had been there in prep and in year 1 and in kindergarten. And so for some of them, that's a 15 or 13 year journey at Xavier College, the great majority of their life. And again, the wonderful staff who had been there during their time and were reminding them of little experiences or the little musical that they put on. And you could just see all the light bulbs open up, and they just engaged in beautiful, like it was yesterday.
Memory-making moments.
Correct. And Burke Hall in 2024 is full of those, and you can see they'll just continue to play out in the life of students. Brett, is that...
Absolutely, and it was just great to see those students come back into the space, and it wasn't so much their talking with each other, it was me just observing them wander through the space and just reflecting as they walked around the classrooms, and then they spent some time wandering out through the playground, and you could see them deep in reflection, which was powerful, I thought. And to see the parents there as well and just getting a real buzz watching their children who had been there at such a young age to come back and share those experiences with the staff was just tremendous.
It's fantastic, Dot and Brett, how many of our parents, junior school and senior school, are talking to others about ZavChat, and I'm increasingly becoming aware that our audience is not just parents of Xavier boys. It is broader. And so my question is based on the fact of that, and that is to both of you, as experienced educators coming from schools other than Xavier, obviously, what was your experience coming into a school like Xavier? Quite different, I'm suspecting, to just the average primary school. And what do you see after a year or two, Dot, and quite a few years now, Brett? What do you see as the differences? I read something where we're saying our junior school is more than just another primary school, so I'm probably heading down that path. What's your thoughts?
Shane, I think one of the things that really excited me about coming to Xavier was the opportunity to imagine what could be and putting things into place. Like we recently, in the middle of the year, we had some wonderful visitors who joined us in from Japan, and extending that program. And those opportunities don't present themselves in a regular primary school or in a regular junior school. So we go above where, you know, the regular education goes, and that contextual learning and bringing it into the world around us is something that we do really, really well. Our Play Discover Spark Grow program, the experiential learning program, is absolutely on point, where we authentically build it into our curriculum, and the boys are authentically living experiences in that way, and that just doesn't happen in our regular junior education.
Well said, well explained. Yeah,
thanks, Shane. And I would echo those comments. But also, one of the things that I witnessed when I first arrived in 2020 was just how quickly the boys grow up and mature, particularly in that year five space. And I've was always intrigued. My nephews had been through from grade five at Burke Hall, and I was intrigued what this year five thing was all about. But to experience it firsthand and to see the rigour and the opportunities that they're presented with really forces them to grow up and mature very quickly. So you see these boys step into a space that's really challenging for them. They need to look after their bags, their sports. They come in through the gate in the morning with their school bag, their sports bag, their musical instrument, and they're responsible for all of those things. And the homeroom teachers do a wonderful job supporting them, but they do encourage them to stand on their own feet and to work themselves through that curriculum and the programs that we offer. So, and I look at what we offer this year in terms of the music program and the work that Cassandra Cadero's done, and giving our Year 6 boys an opportunity to be a part of a jazz combo and new choir opportunities for the boys there. And then we talked about, you know, growing our languages program to welcome Japanese students, and we're very keen to return that favour and send some of our boys to Japan, hopefully
fantastic.
Next year as well.
Yeah, great.
A week-long trip to Canberra and Kosciuszko. These are experiences that just don't happen in the average primary school. And I've worked in primary schools right across Melbourne from the east to the west, and they do an amazing job with what they have, but they just can't reach what we do because we've just got the facilities, the resources, the people, the specialist people that can drive these programs.
And well said, Brett. I was just going to pick up on that. One of the things you mentioned, Cassandra, and there's a lot of, you know, we mentioned Ben, and, you know, he's doing, you know, fine gross motor skill work with kindergarten as much as, you know, with our preps all the way through. And There's specialist influence that comes into our curriculum. So it's, again, not just a generalist approach and with lovely care and the development of just some of the foundational things, and obviously literacy, numeracy, science, technology, innovation are some of our fundamentals. But then, you know, you're in the dungeons with drama, and it's got atmosphere, and you've got experts who, you know, that they might encounter 7 years later in the senior musical, you know, inspiring them, etc. And, you know, the likes of Andrew Hamilton and Josh Hudson's been down there, and Will Horan, all these people who have who influence at a really high level.
Yeah, okay.
Their acumen, their skill, their insight. They've got a sense of where they're trying to stretch them to and go. So I'm always heartened there. And then you walk into a Greg Mulholland, you know, STEAM club and tech lab, and it's just buzzing. And there's opportunities at recess, at lunchtime, you know, after school for those who are interested, and you've got staff who are passionate in the space.
Absolutely, Bill. And all of those experiences that you talk about and the connections they have with staff who might be up here at the senior campus all fall into a beautiful part of the transition program. So it makes the transition from the junior school to the senior school seamless. The fact that they know people, they've been a part of a year 5 to 8 musical production, so they've got to know some of the students up here. So all of those experiences then help with their transition at that key moment from 6 to 7.
I think as well too, Brett, in terms of those connection points, I think our staff learn from each other, and so when there's an opportunity to have an expert in the field, then that professional development for our staff and those challenges really, really comes to the forefront as well too. So we're all learners, and so we all connect with each other to make those programs even stronger.
Yeah, well said, Don.
Yeah, and Bill, what about sort of entry in? I mean, it's traditionally been, I assume, prep in year 7. Is that altering as time goes on?
Yeah, it is, and it's been really beautiful to see now that our restructuring and our rethinking of our school community, but particularly our stages of learning, how that's been able to open up new opportunities for families. So you're right, there were some really traditional entry points, and it might have been 5, as Brett was talking about, and 7 fairly classic ones. But, you know, I'd suggest you can enter at any time, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, for some it'll be kindergarten. For others, it'll be prep.
Yeah.
For others, you know, they might be in their little local setting, and we encourage that whenever that's comfortable, you know, obviously with a family unit. But they might be getting the end of year 2 and they just need that extra stretch, you know, and that's where their child's at. Some aren't ready, some are. And so now, you know, we've actually put an extra class on at year 3. There's been some lovely demand and influence, and Brett was talking about that 3 and 4 curriculum. It's really coming to life, not only in terms of the precinct, but in terms of, you know, their stretch points, their excursions that they're heading out on, etc. And so now year 3 is a legitimate entry point. I think it's lovely for relationship too, where there's a little body of students who have been a class together, and then they are able to welcome in, you know, another class full of students and learn to reset relationship and engage with others and welcome them in and be a host and then allow them to feel part of it. And then, of course, there's year 5, which is a fairly traditional entry point. So, you know, kindergarten, prep, year 3, year 5, all with sort of additions of classes, et cetera, in at those points. I'm sort of sensing, you know, we can really flex with parent need, but there's a real purposeful element to every stage of learning.
Absolutely, and certainly, and I know I listened to Tanya speak a little bit about this a few weeks ago, the whole focus on key steppers from 2 into 3 and 4 into 5, we want that challenge to be there for the boys. So it's not going much of the same when they go from year 2 to year 3 or year 4 to year 5. There's a whole new curriculum there and level of engagement. So there's big challenge. And we know that when we do present that challenge, the children invariably step up to it and are ready for it.
Yeah, well said, Brett. The other, you know, 6 or 7 years in a junior school or a senior school setting can be a really long time. It's pretty easy just to get in a bit of Groundhog Day and on we go, and the endless summer sort of rolls out. Whereas the lovely thing here at the moment, there's purposeful increments, and it's replicated over in the senior school as well. You know, 7 and 8 in a foundational precinct, which is quite exceptional, beautifully led, great facility, but the programs they're doing are magnificent. And then are they ready for 9 and 10? And this is what we're asking, and this is how we're going to stretch students, and these are the new opportunities. And then are they ready for VCE? So this is going right the way through our school community, which is quite exciting. And the lovely thing is, you know, as we've expanded up, there actually, you know, there are some additional places in year 3, which is great.
With the
pressure, and we've made that decision now. Yeah. So we do have an extra few spots there that we can sort of welcome in at later notice some families, which is a lovely thing. 5s and 6s is obviously fairly full, but again, it's lovely, and Dot and Brett are so involved even in that enrolment process.
Sure.
It's not just I'll sign up here and pay an enrolment fee. It's that whole element of relationship comes through. And Brett was talking about transition and us engaging out with schools and families, you know, and making sure, is this partnership going to be right? Where are they at? Where are we at? How do we emerge this beautifully together and seamlessly? Because that's so important. So that point of relationship is never lost throughout the entire process.
And the one thing I constantly hear from parents that I run into, and I run into a lot of them, is, and you mentioned it right at the beginning, Dot, that community feel at the junior school.
Very welcoming.
I think we're recording here at the senior school today, and I feel it's strong here, but I really get probably a slightly smaller population. It's real and it's authentic. Would you like to talk to that?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of my favourite parts of the day when I get the opportunity is to talk to incoming families and get to know them and get to know who they are and really start forging those relationships from the onset. And really then we move together as one, and we the community feel just grows from there. And it's really lovely as well at the beginning we're at the beginning of the year, we've got new families coming in, and then they're meeting each other, and then they're meeting, you know, the rest of the community. It's just really, really a lovely, welcoming, soft place to be.
And it transitions nicely too, doesn't it, Dot? Because they'll begin that in a simple way with elements of the program and the little touch points. But then in 5 and 6, they'll inevitably maybe feel themselves standing on a sideline, you know, with APS Sport. That's a big deal, and that gets introduced. And there are a few other special events that they're part of. And then they head up to 7 and 8, and then they really are on a Saturday standing, you know, on the sidelines. And we've just had, you know, Valete and the exit of our Year 12s up here. And you can see that absolutely palpably. When you observe the parents are grieving at loss.
That's part of
their
journey too.
Loss of connection and the beautiful relationship with each other and with the college that it's been, and obviously through their sons.
And my son's finished, it's a while ago now, 08 and 010, and some of our closest friends as parents we're still seeing a whole lot of, including at Royal Flemington very recently. Brett, can I ask you this? What have been your, and you too, Dot, what have been your 2 or 3 or 4 real highlights of 2024? Because there's been a lot going on.
Oh, there are so many, Shane. I think the fact that we've started afresh this year, and our Year 6 leaders have been outstanding. So to work with them to create a leadership program that they've had input into at the back end of their Year 5 year, and to see them step into those roles has been absolutely sensational. And that's something that's trickled away all year, just to see them stand up and be leaders. It's been terrific. And some of our key events that we've had, you know, just watching kids go out on expeditions. Ben and Matt have built football camps and soccer camps on the holidays, and the boys have engaged in those experiences.
Yep.
Our music department, I can't just sort of drill it down into one particular thing, but I just see so many opportunities for the boys, and to see them take them with both hands, it's just really energising. And to see the staff hook into this as well, and to really encourage the boys and to lead them through these experiences is awesome as well. So, yeah, I've got too many just to narrow down to one.
So you mentioned Kosciuszko. What time of the year does that happen?
That happens next Monday, Shane.
Yes. Oh, it's coming.
Monday to Sunday, so it's a longer experience for the boys.
Yeah,
and
great.
They'll get sort of 3 and 4 days in Canberra, and then they'll flip over to Kosciuszko. So I'm heading to Kosciuszko for the week.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'll see all of the boys come through. So I'm really keen to see how they go and to share that experience with them. So that's going to be a really exciting week for us.
I was about to say, I hope you don't go in July.
We're steering clear of that.
So you've done well. What about you, Dot? Our highlights over 2024 for you?
I'm also going to mirror Brett's sentiments in terms of that Year 6 leadership. Currently we're going through the leadership selections for 2025, and our Year 5s are going through the leadership process. And to see our Year 6 leaders and the Year 6 boys working with our Year 5s to support them and help them, that has been absolutely amazing. Like they've really stood up, and, you know, you can see the confidence that has grown in them at the beginning of the year. year, from the beginning of the year to now, but even like all of those touch points through the year, they really have shaped who we've become, and that's a really, really wonderful opportunity for them. So I think that leadership point there is has been beautiful. I think our kindergarten, you know, growing that and having wonderful experiences. I get the opportunity to share in kindergarten library lessons with our 3s and 4-year-olds, and seeing that grow and seeing their excitement as they're about to head into prep as well and begin their formal primary school journey is as being a highlight right at the moment. But we've had so many different ones, but the expeditions just are amazing as well too.
I'm glad you touched on kindergarten there actually, Dot, because I was lucky enough to be taking a tour through the other day, and we popped into the kindergarten room, and I can still remember Max, who had great pleasure in introducing a whole lot of his little classmates in there, and a little confidence had bubbled out of him. He was, again, just so welcoming, and it was just a lovely moment. But I think we get the privilege as educators of being able to sense the full cycle and the growth that occurs. And Dot, as you were saying, you know, from where the Year 6 boys started their journey, as they started to forge out a new path of leadership and the opportunity there, and to look at them now and their confidence and their sense of not only commitment but their desire to pass that on to their, you know, the growth in a year there is quite, and then when it's cumulative over all of these years at Xavier College all the way through, it's one of the reasons why I think we are so proud of our boys as they're graduating and moving, and they don't always get things right. But, gee, their ability to reflect on their time, the ability to consider others, consider their own relationship in with the rest of, you know, their community or wider society, it's pretty special stuff.
Yeah, I'm interested, and look, this might change in your week at Canberra and Kosciuszko, Brett, but what's the vibe of the Grade Sixes? Are they looking beyond Kosciuszko to 2025 yet, or do you think, you know, Kosciuszko's it at the moment in their head?
No, I think they are looking ahead to Year 7 here at the senior school. I've asked a few of them as they wander through the playgrounds, and they're looking forward to it. You know, some of them talk about the fact that they're sad to be leaving Burke Hall, but very much excited about the next step of their journey. But they also do have one eye on Kosciuszko, and there's a bit of excitement there, and there's also a little bit of nervousness as well, which is good. I think that's okay. There's a bit of the unknown, and that's for us to guide them through that.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, they'll have some. Yeah, they're in the nation's capital, and off to Nottingham Parliament and the War Memorial. They've got these wonderful experiences that are often in decline in many other schools who can't now reach out to these places. So great opportunities. And I think our boys appreciate that, and they relish that. And the thought of going to the, you know, it mightn't be Everest or, you know, the peaks of the Alps, as Brett's been wandering through over earlier weeks of the term. But it's a great signature experience to say, you know, I've summited the highest mountain in Australia, and it's a lovely way of culminating out. Or maybe we might even round out with this one. I'm conscious we've got a change of seasons and sports and other things, and we've just begun our summer sports here on the senior school. And there was a lovely moment in the cricket launch on last week, just as we have 5 debutants get their red baggy caps, and that's a big deal at Xavier College. But John O'Merlow, former Zavarian, and in the Victorian side, Super Stars, etc. Yep. Wonderful young man, was the guest speaker and was beautifully interviewed by Pat Forrest.
A recent graduate?
Correct, and captain of the first 11 from 2 years ago, and a great young man. And it was a beautiful interview. But Jono was talking about he takes great joy, and we're all different. But for him, he's understood himself, and he is where his feet are. He's enjoying being present in this moment. He wasn't too phased about, you know, the game coming up in 3 days' time. He'll begin his preparation when he's ready and in the right time for that. And whilst he'll learn from elements of the past and he'll look to perfect things, he's not worried about, you know, a past score or a past innings or whatever it might be. He is where his feet are. So it was such a Jesuit way of understanding himself and his role. And we're all different, but I get a sense that the boys at Xavier, they are really present in their moments, and I'm sure they'll be really enjoying, looking forward to next week, and with a little eye ahead, but all in good times.
And a good chance to give our cricketers a pat on the back. I think the firsts and the 10As both had great wins.
The 10As had a cracking win. Yeah, really great win over Scotch. So really proud of the boys. Very convincing. And likewise there, the firsts on the on the Roach for their first game against Geelong Grammar, who have been very the leaders strong. Of the yeah. competition the last few years. So they've both got off to a flying start.
So as we finish, Brett and Dot, in terms of the sport at Burkhall, you were saying to me privately that there's some very good, strong year levels coming through. That's exciting.
We've got year five and six boys are very talented in various sports. The two football teams, the A's and the A's, year five A's and five, a six A football team were exceptional this year. So I think we've got some great talent coming through there. We just had one young fella represent the school at the state championships in triple jump, and he'd only just recently taken up triple jump. So there's some good years ahead for him if he gets pushing into there. And we've had our under nine, the 10 and 9 year old relay boys reach the state final as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Dot, I was hoping you might have talked about the disco. I've had 100 parents tell me how good the disco was.
Yeah, it was a wonderful setup in the Studley Hall gathering space, and lots of parents and lots of students.
Fantastic.
And the partnership with Genizano and dancing together was really, really, really
lovely.
We'll
get you there next year, Shane. You've
Oh, fantastic, Brett. I can't wait. Look, normally at this time of Zav Chat, I am putting my hand to my watch to Bill saying, come on, we've got to stop. I'm actually getting it to me today, so it's time to go. So, Bill, let's wind up.
Oh, it's always lovely. And you could just chat on and on. You know, we always and thank you to our two great guests. You know, it says something about the collegiate and the spirit amongst staff, to be honest. But there's so many great things to talk about. And, you know, I feel, we're going to get into a few other areas. We just haven't been able to. But hopefully, again, it's shone a beautiful torch into all the great things at our junior school. Great thanks to Brett and Dot, not only for everything you do on a daily basis, but lovely having you in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and thanks, good Shane. Luck for a successful 2025. Can't wait for it to come along. Next week, we're introducing our new chair of the board, and we're farewelling our current chair of the board.
Yeah, that'll be absolutely lovely.
Looking forward to it.
And we'll get into that at that point.
Tony and Kathleen, you'll hear from them 7 days hence.